This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details in each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now the main headlines from around the world are as follows. A Spanish forest fire has destroyed Stone Age art. And we return to a story from last week where an archaeologist is now disputing the Iron Age village claim in Ireland. There's an amazing chariot and horse find in China, while in Mongolia a perfectly preserved mummy is found still wearing a fur coat. Still in Mongolia, Neolithic stone carvings of the Big Dipper are found, and a grant puts Seahenge in England into the spotlight. While back in China, 2,500-year-old figures may be the Terracotta Army models, and Boyle Heritage Week tunes into prehistoric music in Ireland. And finally, a 3,000-year-old Scottish boat's journey comes finally to an end. Priceless art dating from the Stone Age has been damaged in forest fires in northwestern Spain, some of which have been set deliberately. Colour paintings and carvings on rock, known as petroglyphs, of wildlife in geometric patterns dating back over 4,000 years, have been charred and blackened in fires in northwestern Galicia. It's too early to determine whether some of the art, considered a national treasure, has been damaged beyond repair. Hundreds of fires have raged through the heavily wooded corner of Spain in the past week, killing wildlife and roasting a countryside containing rare remains of early human habitation, such as these paintings. Police have arrested 15 people this month, 9 in the past 4 days, on suspicion of starting many of the fires. Claims that an ancient village settlement have been uncovered at Tumal Boris in County Tipperary, Ireland, that we reported last week, have been discounted by an archaeologist. Deputy Michael Lowry said the settlement dated back to the Iron Age and was of major significance to the area, but the assistant project archaeologist has rubbished the claim. Mr. Lowry, who visited the site last week, said that this gives us a huge insight into the settlement in the area 2,500 years ago, and this claim has been backed up by Pierce Duggan, the owner of the land where the site is located. But the assistant project archaeologist, Mary McLaughlin, dismissed the claim, saying there's nothing to it at all, and that it is a very mundane and of very little significance, adding that people are getting carried away with themselves. She pointed out that all they'd actually found was a lime kiln and some furrows from ploughing. There was also a field boundary, and it's all pretty average and run-of-the-mill. The site was unearthed by a team of archaeologists doing preparatory work for the construction of the Cashel to Cullahill stretch of the new N8 motorway due to start next year. Pierce Duggan says the settlement could have been built between 500 and 700 BCE. Other discoveries said to be found were an ancient irrigation system, cremation graves and open cooking sites. The site is located in a wetland area very close to the Black River, a tributary of the Suir. We hope to bring you more on this later, and as the saying goes, when more than one archaeologist is brought together, there will be disagreement. Archaeologists digging at Luoyang in China's central Henan province were stunned by an astounding discovery. A chariot with a team of horses. The mysterious find was preserved perfectly, with 6 horse skeletons still yoked to the chariot they were pulling. Historians believe that the remains date from the Eastern Zhou dynasty, which ended in the year 221 BCE, but they're baffled as how the horses came to be there. Some say the animals must have died in battle or landslide, while others think they were buried as part of the owner's funeral service. Builders first stumbled on a number of pits when digging to make new offices in Luoyang, China's first capital. Archaeologists then discovered 397 tombs, of which 17 contained chariots and horses. This cart has a copper axle, which has never been seen before, and bronzeware and jade unearthed from the burial site is still in good shape, which is unique, as 90% of graves are empty when found. Further excavation has been carried out around the site. Research workers of the German Archaeological Institute had discovered a mummy in permafrost excavation work in Mongolia, which is approximately 2,500 years old. At the sensational find of a burial chamber of the Scythian people, a crew from the German television production company ZDF were present. In front of the camera, the archaeologists opened the tomb where the mummy of the Scythian warrior was laid to rest. The mummy, preserved in permafrost, still wore a fur coat and had a decorated gilded-haired ornaments. According to the scientists, the discovery is similar to those of the legendary Otse in 1991 and the tattooed Siberian ice princess from 1993. Still in Mongolia, a Neolithic stone carving of the Big Dipper, or Ursa Major, has been found in Bami Otse Mountains near Chifeng City in northwest China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The stone carving was discovered by a 50-year-old researcher in literature and history on a large yam-shaped stone 3 meters long, onto which 19 starns had been carved. The representation of the Big Dipper is on the north face of the stone, and the stars are depicted by indentations in the stone, the largest of which is 6 centimeters in diameter and 5 centimeters deep. The stone was carved by a Neolithic people, and astronomers' studies regarding the shape of Ursa Major around 10 to 6,000 years ago agree that it matches the carving. Finding a stone carving in China's desert hinterland is a rare occurrence, and apart from Ursa Major, they also found some unexplained images on the stone which may depict ancient gods, such as a sun god or a horse god. Further study would be needed to determine when the pictures were painted. Many Neolithic jade articles from the Hongshan culture, such as a dragon with a pig's mouth and a cloud-shaped pendant, have already been unearthed around this area. The Hongshan culture was an aboriginal culture that existed in northern China around 6,000 years ago. Museum visitors will be able to experience more of the history of a remarkable Norfolk monument next year in England, thanks to a cash windfall from the government. An exhibition of part of the Bronze Age timber circle Seahenge is set to be the crowning glory of a £1 million redevelopment of King's Lynn Museum. The museum reopened to visitors following the completion of the first phase of the revamp. Posts from the circle, which have been undergoing specialist conservation at the Mary Rose Trust in Portsmouth following their controversial excavation from the beach at home near Hunstanton in 1999, are due to return to Lynn after Christmas, ready for mounting in a specially designed display. But extra features are now under discussion following news of a £65,000 grant, part of a national £4 million payout for museum improvements. Area Museums Officer Robin Hanley said there were hopes of setting up a replica of the original structure, which was built in the spring or early summer of 2049 BCE. What survives is only very fragmentary. The current plan is to have, effectively, a complete circle in the centre of the gallery, one half of which will be the original timbers and the other half which will be full-size replica. Audiovisual display will show the dramatic change in the landscape around Seahenge from the Bronze Age, when it formed part of an inland farming community, to the shifting sands which revealed it to the world as the 20th century drew to a close. There are also plans for an interactive interpretation, charting the step-by-step progress of the timbers from their harvest in the local wood to their assembly in the circle, and to provide a resource centre offering a range of in-depth additional information about the stone Seahenge story as a whole. The Seahenge display, which will form part of a wider exhibition about the history of West Norfolk, is due to open to the public next summer. The museum, however, is offering free admission this year. Archaeologists have unearthed 2,500-year-old terracotta figurines that are possibly the predecessors to the statues buried with China's first emperor, Qin Shi Huang. The rough-hewn 10-centimetre-tall statues might be the oldest terracotta figurines produced by the Qin state at the beginning of the Warring States period, that's 475 to 221 BCE. The newly discovered terracotta figurines might have been used to decorate houses, said an archaeologist. The figurines were unearthed at the relic site of an ancient ceramics workshop. More than 2,000 pieces of roof tile were also found there. This is the first time that such a large number of Qin state roof tiles have been discovered. Roof tiles were used on ancient buildings in China and usually engraved with characters and patterns. 15 types of animal pattern, including tigers, phoenixes, toads and deers, have been found on the tiles. You can find out what instruments were played in prehistoric times as part of Heritage Week in Boyle, that's County Roscommon in Ireland. There will be a presentation of instruments from Ireland's Stone Age, Bronze Age, Iron Age and early medieval times on Monday, August 28th at King's House in Boyle at 7 p.m. Simon O'Dwyer, author of Prehistoric Music of Ireland, plays a wide range of horns, trumpets, bone flutes, bronze bells, stone flutes and whistles, all of the instruments' exact reproductions based on the originals in museums. He also demonstrates how the instruments were used in the stories from Irish legend. Simon will take you on a journey from the first habitation of Ireland around 8000 BCE through to the early medieval period of 700 CE, where the story ends and history begins. He discusses the origins and involvement of prehistoric instruments, and reproductions are examined and played. Comparisons are made with contemporary and modern descendant instruments. The instruments range from late Bronze Age horns to the great Celtic trumpets of the Middle Iron Age, and onto woodwind instruments of early Christianity. Admission is €5, and tickets can be booked on 071-966-3242. That was 071-966-3242. Or call into King's House in the main street of Boyle. A remarkable find recovered from River Tay in Perthshire, Scotland, is undergoing the first stages of a painstaking preservation process in the culmination of a meticulous rescue plan already reported on Stone Pages News. The 3,000-year-old boat was dug from its watery resting place over recent weeks before being floated and towed into Newburgh Harbour on the 11th of August. With great care, the boat, which was carved from a single oak, was lifted from the water by a crane, an operation greeted with cheers and applaud by hundred-strong crowds. David Strachan, the Perth and Kinross Heritage Trust manager, who ran the operation, commented that this is amongst the oldest and best-preserved vessel of its kind ever found in Scotland, and it is being sent to the National Museums in Edinburgh, where freeze-drying techniques will be used to preserve it intact. The 30-foot Bronze Age logboat, excavated from mudflats near Abernethy, has caused tremendous excitement in archaeological circles around the world because of its age and state of preservation. It was found preserved in mudflats on the Tay 6 years ago by a metal detectorist. The discovery captured the imagination of the public, and crowds have been closely following the excavation, which took place during the short, low-tide windows. And my own personal congratulations is going out to everybody. I was lucky enough to know many of the people involved and enjoyed the reports at the end of their hard working days, spent, of course, up to their waists in mud. Good job, well done. Well, on that interesting note, can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a UK heritage calendar, library and guidance section, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember that more can always be found at Stone Pages, news.stonepages.com. Thank you for listening to Archaeology News Weekly, and we hope you'll return again next week.